You are listening to the Home Care Business Report with Valerie Van Boven.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Stay tuned.
Right here, right now, yes.
Subscribe now.
Okay, great. All right, we are recording. This is Valerie Van Boven, and thanks for joining us today. We are going to talk about Local is the New SEO for Home Care Agencies. This is being recorded, and I will send it out to all of the Home Care Revenue Builders members once the recording is posted. So we're not going to make this a super long webinar, but I wanted to give you all a heads up first about all of the changes, or not necessarily changes, but enhancements and things that we need to continue to look for from Google for 2016. So when I say Local is the new SEO for home care agencies, it's really not new at all. We know that you're a local home care agency, that you service a local market, and that your website, your citations, your social media should all be optimized for the territories that you serve in your local area. But having said that, there's been some enhancements and changes over the last year and into 2016 that are going to become even more important for you. So we're going to talk about a few of these things here. Location data will become the foundation for local marketing. Oh, that's a nice loud sound. Let me get rid of that. Nice, nice. Okay, here we go. Hold on 1 second. Here, let's hit escape, and we are going to mute our little lady there. So let's go back to our presentation. Sorry about that. Okay, so location data will become the foundation for local marketing. Google will invest more in local search. Disruptors like Facebook and Apple will continue to edge their way into what has traditionally been Google's turf, and we can see that already. Go mobile or go home, we're going to talk to that. And Google, good local SEO means a great customer experience, which should always be the case. So we'll talk about these and more. So the first thing you're going to see here on our screen is a slide that I really like. And this graphic illustrates the three areas of a search engine result on Google. So you can see at the very top, we have AdWords. These are paid advertisements. Anybody can do it if you want to spend the money. In the middle, we have what's called the local stack listing. Some people call them the snack pack, which is not my favorite set of words. But anyway, these are the local listings. If you've been around a while, you know that there used to be 7 listings in this area. Now we're down to 3. So this is now the local stack listings. So if you type in a search for Home Care Denver, Colorado, you're going to see at least 3 listings there in the local area. And there are some reasons why those folks got to that place, and we'll talk about that. And at the very bottom of the screen, you can see Google organic listings. So everybody wants to be on the first page of Google. There's no doubt about it. That's awesome. But you have to get past the AdWords, get past the local stack listings, and then you get down to your Google organic listings on page 1. And that's all fine, but you want to be as high up on the first page as you possibly can. So let's talk about what makes that happen. So if you have a brick-and-mortar business, which most of you do, or all of you do, or a home-based business that serves a certain geographic region, understanding how to optimize your website to climb to that local stack or that top 3 right there is really super important. But rather than figuring out all of this on your own, Moz, M-O-Z, which is an online aggregator of SEO data and all kinds of other data, they put together the most impactful 8 factors and organize them. So if we start at the bottom or the left side of my screen, we can see that My Business Signal, so you have to have a Google My Business listing. Everyone needs to have one. That's how you get into that top 3 local stack. My Business Listings, or I'm sorry, Google My Business, 14.7% They're giving this an overall ranking factor of 14.7%. So the categories you choose for that My Business listing, the keywords you use in the business title, the proximity to where the person who is searching or to the city center is also very important. So the location of your actual office in Denver, if we're using that as an example, if someone's sitting in Denver, in the Denver metropolitan area, and they type in Home Care Denver, Colorado, or type in Home Care in Denver, then what they're going to see is the map listings for the folks that are closest to the Denver city center first. So that's part of what's getting some attention. Another ranking factor is your external location signals. So NAP consistency, citation volume, et cetera. NAP is name, address, phone number. Everybody has a business name, an address, and a phone number. You have to have one, and it has to be consistent between Google My Business and all of the other places that you listed on. Exactly the same. If there are differences in the suite number or differences even sometimes in commas versus dashes, things like that, you're going to get penalized for that. So you need to have a very consistent name, address, phone number listing across multiple directories and websites. On-page signals. This means the signals that are coming from the homepage of your website. On the homepage of your website or on the website itself, you need to have that exact same name, address, phone number. So you need to have your exact same name, address, phone number, and it should have the right coding behind it. So it should have the right schema data with it, and that's something that your web developer does for you behind the scenes, and it should be somewhere on your website, preferably the homepage, the contact us page, and anywhere else that it belongs. So you have to have that, and it needs to match all the other name, address, and phone numbers that you have out there on the other directories. So keywords in titles. So if you own a home care business in Denver, Colorado, your title in your keyword for your website, for your home page, and for other pages on your site should say the words Home Care Denver, Colorado, or Home Care Denver. And then your domain authority. Domain authority means how much weight or importance Moz and some of the other ranking sites out there give your domain versus the next guy's domain. And there's a lot of technical stuff that goes into that. Link signals. So link signals include inbound anchor text, linking domain authority, and linking domain quantity. That sounds like a lot of junk, but what it is means is that you need to have really good backlinks from other websites. So in other words, when a client comes on board with us, we give them really good backlinks from our websites that we've owned for a very long time, that have a great reputation, and that are all home care, elder care, senior care based. And we give our clients backlinks to their website, so we link to them in order to help them get that SEO boost that they need. The next one, if we look at the top of the next column, is review signals. You need to have a quantity of reviews. So for the clients that we service, we use a system called seniorservicereviews.com. It's coded for Google. It's read by Google and considered a valid review service by Google. So the more reviews you have, and the more they are diverse, and the more they are being put out there on your website, and they're out there in the internet, that's about 8.4% of the overall ranking factor. So it's important to have lots of reviews. Next is social signals. So you need to have social. Google Plus authority, you need to have Facebook likes, Twitter followers, Twitter people retweeting your tweets, liking your tweets, favoriting your tweets, Facebook stuff all the time. That kind of thing will get you about 5% of your overall ranking factors. And then behavioral stuff is the click-through rate, mobile click-to-calls, check-ins, offers, and things like that from other sites. And personalization, about 8.5%. That's just giving the person a more personalized view of your website. So as Google begins to understand and interpret user action even more, implementation of quality and authority into your web optimization techniques is extremely important. citations across web indexes, reviews, and site architecture need to be equally impressive in order to make the most of your efforts. For a general takeaway of the results, here are some of the most vital elements to consider. So they had a bunch of experts do this. And the experts that are in SEO, that are, you know, well-renowned experts, they gave some rankings. So in order to get to the first page of Google, here are the top 10 local organic factors. So the domain authority of your website, how trustworthy is your website? It's not something you can do, but it's something that accrues over time with good use and good backlinks and good content. The quality and authority of inbound links to your domain, we just talked about that. We give out great backlinks to our clients because we have domains that have high authority and quality. The city and state in your Google My Business landing page title, that's something to consider. And then the click-through rate from search results. The topical or topical product service keyword relevance of the domain content. So in other words, if you're a home care agency, you shouldn't have anything on there about where to buy dog food. And that kind of thing's not going to make sense. So you need to make sure it's all home care, elder care, senior care. It doesn't get into politics, religion, things like that that aren't really relevant to what the searcher's actually looking for. Diversity of inbound links to your domain. So there should be lots of links to your domain, not just one from our website, but inbound links from lots of other websites across the web universe to your website. The geographic, city, or neighborhood keyword relevance of domain content. So if you're talking about home care in Denver, you want to make sure you reference the fact that you service Denver. Not too much, but you want to make sure that every time somebody reads an article, they know what areas in Denver that you serve. The physical address in city of search. So your physical address does matter. The closer you are to your city center, the more likely you are to be picked up. Quality and authority of structured citations. So citations are that name, address, and phone number. Your name, address, and phone number should be everywhere in as many places as you can get it online, not just directory listings. City, state, in most or all website title tags. So when we SEO a site, we just don't put home care. We need to put home care Denver, Colorado, senior care Denver, Colorado. Those kinds of things need to be in those title tags so that the internet knows the location of what you service. Now, if you want to get into the top 10 local PAC ranking factors, so in other words, this means if you want to get into the maps now, there is a difference. And that means that you have to do, you know, these are the top 10 local PAC ranking factors according to the experts. Number one, for the actual map area, those three listings that get into the maps for each local area, is the physical address in the city of your search. So when you're picking an office location, it's actually pretty important. If you change locations a lot, if you have to change locations, you have to move. But the less frequently you change locations and the closer you are to the city center, the better off you'll be. The consistency of structured citations. So all those directory listings and all the things that are out there about your business, if they all use exactly the same address and exactly the same phone number and exactly the same company name, you'll be better off. Proper Google My Business category associations. Now this is a tough one sometimes. In home care, I don't believe they have just a home care category. They might now, but they didn't used to. It used to always be home health care. And that may be the one you have to pick because that's the only one that really applies to you. But just make sure whatever category you pick, that it's appropriate and that it's the same across all directories. Proximity of address to the point of search. So also, if you're on the west side of town and you're doing you're on your mobile device and you're doing a search, and Google knows your location because you've turned on that GPS tracking information, then it might give you not the most local business to the city center, but the most local business to you currently where you're driving. Quality and authority of structured citations, we've already talked about that. Domain authority of website, we've already talked about that. Product and service keyword in the Google My Business title, we've talked about that. The one I want to look at that we haven't discussed here is at the bottom, number 9, HTML NAP matching GMB location NAP. Now that sounds like a crazy bunch of stuff. So on your website, the name, address, and phone number that's listed on your website needs to match the Google My Business location, name, address, and phone number. If it does not, and it needs to be there. Frankly, it's not that they're wrong. Most of the time, websites just don't have them at all, and that's a killer. So you need to make sure it's there, it's coded correctly, and it's the same as your Google My Business listing. And then the click-through rate from search results is also considered, but that's number 10. So these are just some of the things that we are seeing in 2016. This is stuff that LTC Expert Publications knows and does all the time anyway. But we wanted you guys to know what you should be talking to your SEO person about if you're not using us for your SEO. Okay, so I mentioned earlier, let's look back at the slide for a second. If you look in the middle where the green is, there are now only 3 map listings. There used to be 7. So they rolled this out and narrowed it down to 3 listings, and they call that, hold on a second here, whoops, the snack pack rollout, meaning they took away the top 7, and now they do 3. So here are 10 factors that experts are focusing on more since they narrowed it down to just 3 listings. The quality and authority of structured citations. Again, that's your name, address, and phone number. It has to be correct, and it should be on more than just directories. So don't go buy your $300 Yext stuff. It means more than that. It's more than just buying $300 worth of directories listings. Don't ever do that. Quality and authority of inbound links to your domain. That is number 2. So the backlinks, the people who are pointing, or the websites that are pointing to your website, is super important. And we realize that too, and that's something that we really focus on. The quantity of negative Google reviews with text. So here's something important for home care. The quantity of native Google reviews, not negative. I'm crazy. The quantity of native Google reviews. Okay, so what that means is that you want to have, we always tell people that do business with us to not focus on getting reviews on Google My Business. I wouldn't yell out to the universe, hey, please leave me a Google review on Google My Business, because a disgruntled employee or a disgruntled family member or client might be just as likely to leave a horrible review, or maybe more likely, than the person who has had a great experience and is not web savvy. So you want to be careful about this, but if you do have some web savvy clients or adult children of aging parents who have a Gmail account and they recognize and realize and you're able to connect with them and say, hey, could you leave us a Google review? It's always helpful to have some. In fact, I would encourage that, but I wouldn't focus on it by putting it in the, for instance, signature line of my email or anything like that. I would just ask some of my good, best clients who have some web-savvy adult children if they would be willing to do that for you. So that's one of the things. Consistency of structured citations, that means everything matches. Quantity of inbound links to your domain, that means how many inbound links you have, not just the quality. Quantity of inbound links to domain from locally relevant domains. Okay, so this is where it starts getting important, and LTC has made some changes to the way we work so that we can help with the stuff. So we have had authority sites for a very long time. We've had Alzheimer's Care Daily, Living Care for Seniors, Home Care Daily, you name it. We have some big national websites, and we've had them for a long time. But what we really, really know about all of that as of now, and as of in the last 6 months, is that Google wants local, 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 local. So we combined our national websites, not all of them, but a handful of them, into one large website called the Approved Senior Network. And the Approved Senior Network talks about subjects like Alzheimer's care, like home care for seniors, living care for seniors, aging veterans care, veterans home care kind of issues, VA aid and attendance pension benefit, reducing hospital readmission rates. We combined it so, and then caregiver stress. So we combined it so that all topics are under one big roof. But what we also did along with that is that we created smaller local sites. So every client that we have will be included on a very local site. So let's say our South Jersey clients, they are all listed on all of our South Florida clients are listed under southflorida.approvedseniornetwork.com. All of our Charlotte, North Carolina clients are under charlotte.approvedseniornetwork.com, and so on and so on. There'll probably be 50 of those websites over time. So even if we have, whether we have one client or we have 10 clients in that metro area or big area or small area, they all have a local site dedicated to them. And it gets even more local than that, down to the town and the county that they might service. So that is what Google's looking for. It's looking for local, local, local. So we have changed the way we do our authority sites to help our clients have more local visibility, more local authority, and that's what you need too. Okay, here are some of the factors that experts are focusing on less since that top three rolled out, top three map listings rolled out. Proximity of address to centroid, which means the center of, you know, the city center. And that's because people have their GPS turned on, and like we talked about before, if you type in a search while you're on the move, Google's probably going to give you the locations closest to you, your center, not closest to the city center. The quality of the structured citations, authority of plus ones on the website. So Google plus ones used to be a big deal, but Google is shying away from Google plus, and so the plus ones are not that big of a deal. The number of shares on Google Plus are not that big of a deal anymore. The quantity of citations from industry-relevant domains aren't as important as long as they're local, that's important, and they have a, they're a good quality website, that's important. Quantity of unstructured citations is not as important. Number of circles in which the Google My Business location is contained. So there are a lot of things that they're not focusing on as much, but the important thing to know is that your name, address, and phone number, your content, and everything you do with backlinking should be accurate and local. So go mobile or go home. Mobile-friendly website design is no longer optional. If you do not have a mobile-friendly site, that means it is mobile responsive. So if you squish it down, it looks great on your mobile phone. It's not just a small, tiny picture of your whole website. It's actually mobile optimized because mobile searchers are becoming more prevalent than desktop and laptop searchers. And you can see that because people are on their iPads, their mini iPads, they're on tablets of all kinds. They're on their iPhones, their Androids. So it's not just the phones that are considered the mobile device, but it's all the iPads and tablets and everything in between. Mobile device searches have already surpassed desktop and laptop computer searches worldwide. Website mobile friendliness, in fact, is now a Google ranking factor as of April 21st of 2015, in fact. It gives people a greater mobile experience on your website, which means more conversions and generating more revenue. Your website must be mobile responsive, or on that laptop or that tablet, you will not only not show up on the first page, but you will not show up in the top three. You'll not show up anywhere because they're going to show mobile-friendly sites before they will show not mobile-friendly sites. Voice search is next. So along with the growth of mobile searching is a greater demand for voice search. You know, people will talk to their phones and try to locate a business, a product, or a service as opposed to, because they're driving, or as opposed to typing it in. And that's, you know, people are multitasking, they're doing other things, and they just say it instead of typing it. If any of you have an Alexa from Kindle Fire or from Amazon, Alexa is a computer that sits in our house. She's this little round thing, and we can talk to her and ask her where things are. We can ask her what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, and she talks back to us and tells us. So those are the kinds of things that are going to forward the growth of voice search. So you want to make sure that your title tags and the items on your website are written in a way where, that people speak. So not just Home Care Denver, but Home Care in Denver. things like that. So just want to make sure that you have sentence structure on your website as the way people actually speak. So having a greater customer experience all the way around. So in the end, a potential customer's decision to buy or not buy will come down to the entire customer experience from click to close. So while you can't control every salesperson or every person in your office's actions and words all day long, you can be in total control of the customer experience provided by your website. Your website should work, the links should work, stuff that they click on should lead them to the right place. So you need to be in control of a greater customer experience. So make sure your website is up to date, that it's mobile, that it has a relevant design for 2016, and it's using all of the technology to its advantage, and you will have a better result in Google search. And I think, oh, and this is one more thing, that Google will invest more in local search. So what we're seeing is that Google's really getting into the local stuff. So Google adding local searches to their recently released search quality ratings guidelines, releasing a Google My Business API. If you haven't looked at Google My Business lately, you should look at it. It's changed quite a bit. And saying that local knowledge graph results will soon be editable all point to the fact that local search is getting a lot of attention at Google headquarters at the moment. So if Google's giving it a lot of attention, we should too. So that's why we did this webinar today. We want you all to make sure that you're getting the best experience with all of your local content and your local NAPs and all that stuff. So one other thing we wanted to talk about were disruptors, and disruptors will continue to edge their way into what has traditionally been Google's turf. So although Google will still dominate, it's still the big one, Apple is making search more predictive and smart. So if you have an Apple phone or an iPad, you know that things are getting easier. You can do just as much with Apple as you with your phone, your iPhone, as you can with the Google search. And also, Facebook continues to strengthen itself as a local search platform. Facebook will serve up a suggested local enterprise content next to personal conversations, inquiries about where to go and what to buy. So if you or your family members are discussing the need for home care on Facebook, or you have a feed that talks about, hey, who do you think is the best home care agency around here, and your friends and family answer you on Facebook, then you're probably going to start seeing local home care agency advertising next to your Facebook profile. So that's going to start coming. So you need to pay closer attention to how consumers are using alternatives to Google, like Facebook mainly, and make sure you have a good relationship with Facebook. Engagement is key on Facebook. So here's my summary for you on 2016 SEO. Local listings and citations on directories and websites that are correct is super important. Having your address and link to your website show up as much as possible is important, not just on directories. So backlinks to your website and having your name, address, and phone number correctly listed on other websites is super important now. Local content will always be important. So somewhere in another city or state is really important. You need to have local content on your website that talks about your towns and cities in your local area. And mobile is mandatory. You have to have a mobile responsive website. If you don't, you're not getting anywhere with your online marketing. And the evolution of voice search is upon us. So keep that in mind. You'll hear more about that over 2016. So the other recommendations are that easy to read, less text, and more user-friendly experiences are important for the customer on your website. So having an entire dissertation of text on the homepage of your website is not effective. Giving them ways to contact you, pick up the phone, fill out a form, press a button and go here. Those are the most user-friendly experiences for them. They want to think less and get more solutions to their problems. And, of course, social media like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter requires engagement. It's required. You can no longer slap up a Facebook business page and think, oh, yeah, great, I'm going to get some play here. No, you have to have likes from your local area. You have to have fans, and you have to, if you have to pay for it to get it, you should. But that doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,000 leads from Facebook. What that means is it's going to help your website overall. It's going to help all of your online marketing. Online marketing is where it's at, so make sure you budget appropriately for all of your online marketing adventures, because if they're done correctly, you'll have enough leads and you won't have to worry. So thank you so much. I hope you all enjoyed the webinar. If you have any questions, you can email me at valerie@ltcep.com. That's L like Larry, T like Tom, C like Cat, E like Egg, P like Paul.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. If you're a client of ours, you can use the support desk at ltcepsupport.com. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are listening to the Home Care Business Report with Valerie Van Boeven.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Stay tuned.
Right here, right now. Yes.
Subscribe now.